Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Chris Fade.
I tell Brianna, you're with the UAE Shawn Mendes.
Preeti Malik.
Oh, dear.
And Big Rossi.
Smelling my mask to see if it smells all right.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
You guys are lovely. We love you guys every morning.
This is the biggest show.
The Chris Fade Show.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning. It's your Wednesday across the UAE, 6:03, June 9th, 2021. Hello, Pretty. Hello, Rossi.
Hello. Good morning. I feel like you're giving me Thursday energy.
It did feel a little bit like Thursday energy, and I thought I better tone it down a little bit, Chris, because like, I got to make sure that I match our Thursday energy,
because
right?
As soon as you started talking, I was like, wait, is it Thursday? No, it's Wednesday.
No, it's not. It's a Wednesday. But we'll be there. But before we know it, we'll be right there again.
Yeah.
We'll be there. Mm-hmm. Princess Leia, I see you've inspired with the hair this morning.
I've got the space ones.
Did she have them? I thought she had curls on the side of her head. Like
sort of. I mean, there were some curls. But
it was the two buns, Princess Leia.
You know.
I'm doing this because I'm too lazy to wash my hair. So tomorrow will be something else because I am far too lazy.
Why don't you go and get it like washed and blow dried? And then you can relax.
Could you stop picking your ear as you say that so pretty?
Sorry. When
he looks at it.
Yeah.
As he's having a conversation, that doesn't stop him.
Psoriasis.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. So what? Why don't you go and get it washed and blow dried, like in the salon, once a week?
Once a week? That's a lot of money, dude.
Is that what Liz is doing, your wife?
Yeah. That's what she spends all her money on. That and clothes.
She does have a lot of clothes.
There's clothes out there again. It's not for her, it's for the children.
Rossi's wife has the boxes that you order online. It all arrives at work. How come she doesn't give the home address, by the way?
Because we've had a couple of times where it never turned up, so.
Oh.
But that was in the old days, you know. It's a lot better now.
Yeah, so, yeah, she buys a lot of clothes, huh?
Yeah. Always for the children.
That's what she says.
And then sneaks in three dresses.
She can do what she wants. She's a working woman, mate. She gets to spend her money where she wants.
She's got her money, I've got mine.
I can't believe you guys live like that.
Well, I pay for everything. She just has money to spend, basically.
They have their. Do you know how much she's got in her account?
No.
Does she know how much you have in your account?
No.
What?
Isn't that crazy? And they're married for like 7 years.
You don't know. You don't ask. You're not curious. Like, wouldn't you want to know?
Not really, because she's always asking me for money, so.
Eddie, do you know how much is in your wife's account or vice versa?
She doesn't have an account.
She doesn't have an account?
What?
She's not working, right? Yeah.
Oh, right.
So does she know how much you got in that account?
No.
Really?
She doesn't.
She doesn't
that was one
that...
advised my late dad.
What did he tell you?
Soul told me,
what
like,
did he tell him? What did he say?
Just never tell your wife how much you earn and how much is in your account.
Wow.
That's insane.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah, I think
we have to bring this up on the show.
Yes, I think so.
Let's make this a bit, because I want to talk about it today. I think we can, because that is, I mean, but there'd be a lot of people.
Yes, a lot
that would
people
have that
camp.
Mentality. I know that there are.
Do you know Brianna and you guys, like you guys know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know roughly, well, I don't think she even knows how much is in her account sometimes. I get frustrated with her and she doesn't tell me. I always ask her, like, how much is in your account? Not because I want to know, I just...
Don't you put the money in there, though?
she works, so she's getting a salary and all that, but I'm always like, how much... I said, if you don't know how much is in your account, you don't respect money. Like, you should always know how much is in your account.
Agreed.
Right? Not to the dollar, but like, you know...
A rough amount.
You should know.
She gets to know when there's zero, then I tell her, there's zero. In
she only knows your wife when it's zero.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
How do you know what's in your account the whole time?
I know. Yeah, I know exactly what's
in my
account.
How do you remember all those zeros?
Mate, I've got it all there.
Wow.
Got it all there. You
it's
know?
Amazing, that.
Yeah. Doesn't matter how big it gets, how small it gets. I remember, and it's in different accounts. I know where it's at. It's important. That's what we're all doing it for.
Because, like, how do you spend money? Like, how do you go about spending money without knowing how much you have as a family?
Yeah. Okay. Listen. Let's talk this later. Let's bring this up about like knowing your partner's, you know, income. It's not uncommon. One of my other friends went through it as well. They were together for nearly 8 years, and they both did not know how much each other earned.
Wow.
That's the way that he liked it. He was German. She was Australian. No, they didn't last. They didn't last.
They didn't
though.
Last.
No, they didn't last. All right.
Well, that's a fun start to the show. Let's go.
We really do have a great show coming up. We're going to talk about this billboard. I think I've got one for Rossi. Yep, we're going to try to make it happen before 8 o'clock this morning. We've got your pop quiz coming for you at 7:10. We'll get you 10,000 dirhams cash. Man, have I got some good music from 50 Cent in the next 10 minutes.
Ooh.
Into Club is coming up in the next 10 minutes. Right now, though, who's going to be our first caller of the day? Call me. 048-71-5544. Maybe you can have a say on how much income. Do you know your partner's income? Whatever it is. 048-71-5544. Hey, Yasin, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Chris. I'm doing fine. I feel like Thursday today.
Good. You know what? We feel like Thursday. Hopefully Thursday still got the good feels as well.
Of course.
You know what I mean? We want to make sure of that. What's going on, man? What are you doing?
I am just driving to work right now.
Are you married?
Yes, I am married.
Does your wife know how much money you've got in your accounts?
Actually, let me first say hi to Eddie. Eddie is a true African man. In Africa, that does not happen.
My man.
What do you mean? In Africa, men and women aren't telling each other what they've got in their accounts?
No, that does not. Actually, if you have time, I can tell you a story. When I just came to UAE, I had a friend. He was called John, and he was from Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
So the first time when we got salary, we are all new in the company. And from nowhere, John comes back the next day, and he wants to borrow. Like, he tells me, I think, give me 500 dirhams. I'll pay you next week. I'm like, what? We just got the salary yesterday. And that's when he told me about the story. He has to, whenever the salary comes in, he would just give it directly to the wife. And I couldn't, like, it was the first time I had that. I couldn't believe it because, man, Chris, where I come from, that does not happen. It does not happen.
Yeah.
But what's wrong with giving the wife the money?
As long as she's...
No, because...
I'll tell you a thing.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a thing. Especially, I don't know about you, but in Africa, we have a saying that women devolve where they come from. They don't divorce with a man.
Say it again. That women divorce where they come from. They don't divorce.
Women divorce where they come from. Like, for example, a man, you'll be working for your family, for the betterment of your family. Right. You, your wife, and the kids.
Right.
In Africa, majority of the women, they divorce where they come from. They'll work everything while sending the money to their family.
Okay. So they give. You're saying that if you give in Africa... That if you give it to your wifey, she's going to give it to her family.
Exactly. Instead of divorcing us.
Eddie's agreeing. Eddie's shaking the head. Eddie's shaking the head.
Yeah. I mean, it's so true.
But that could... No, I understand what you're... Like, I'm not agreeing at any point here. But what I'm saying is you guys are saying that because the women are so amazing, they want to make sure their family's supported, that you could be working the entire month... Earning, let's say, I don't know, 5,000 dirhams in the month or 10,000 dirhams in the month, let's say, right? You give it to the wifey. The wifey's going to give it all to her family. And then you're going to be like, what about us? Is that the general consensus here? Is this what's going on?
Like, he's not going to give it all to the family. See, Chris, when you meet someone, you have to develop yourself for your family. I know it's okay, you have to support your family, but... The most important thing is that you have to develop you. In Africa, actually, there's a story, and this is a true story where I come from.
I got another story from Yasin. Let's go.
This is story time
with Yasin. Yeah. Now, when you say Africa, now there's a lot of people in Africa you were saying is doing this. So just
this is a big generalization.
Let's see. I want to hear this story.
Where are you from?
I come from Uganda.
Okay, all right.
But I've lived in Kenya, and that's why I say that I know exactly what Eddie is talking about.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So there's this family. They were sharing everything with the wife.
Yeah.
The wife builds up these rentals, like apartments.
Yeah.
And he convinces the husband to go and rent on the same place, on the same rentals. And even takes a landlord. And this man keeps on paying rent every month, actually paying to the wife, and he doesn't even know.
But like you, that's one example.
Yeah, that's like that. You can't. That's a bad example, man. Like you can't generalize the entire population on this. You know what I mean?
Chris, it's not one. It's not one. These are many stories. Like many stories.
I know,
like
but they're also very. There are several men who probably have done the same thing. You can't say men can't handle money.
There are some African women listening to this right now.
Getting angry.
You're seeing. They want to come and find you, man. They want to come and find you. I love you, brother. You take care. Have a great morning, okay? Have a great morning.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for sharing these stories. Story time with Yassine. We'll try to make this maybe a monthly thing, all right?
Just
I always
careful.
Want a story.
Be careful, Yassine.
Yeah. He's going to have to change his name soon.
Yeah.
This is Virgin Radio. Pretty Malik's Gossip.
Okay, what have you got for us?
Bachelor Nation is really upset because Chris Harrison, who has been the host of The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, like just of every single Bachelor show, is leaving after 19 years.
Why is he leaving?
Well, back in February, he was kind of involved in a controversy when he defended one of the former contestants who was involved with an event that had racist ties, and he was seemingly kind of defending her and her actions. And he was embroiled in that controversy, so now they've decided to get rid of him. He said, I've had a truly incredible run as host of the Bachelor franchise, and now I'm excited to start a new chapter. He received an 8-figure settlement and signed a confidentiality agreement, so he cannot talk about anything.
Oh my gosh, there's always a scandal. I've never watched that Bachelorette show.
Honestly, I've seen probably one full season, but it's really good. The fans of the Bachelor Nation fans,
yep.
I feel like the show will be nothing without Chris Harrison. I feel like he kind of ties it all together.
He's on that does it.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
Pretty much like Rossi on this show.
Correct.
Yes.
So Kanye West, it was his 44th birthday yesterday, right? So as a birthday present to his fans, he released the first piece of his Yeezy Gap collection. It's a $200 blue nylon unisex no zipper puffer jacket.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the round jacket. Within a few hours, the jacket had seemingly sold out, but they're saying that the pre-order demand was so high, they had to stop the pre-orders. It's going to be shipped out later this year. This deal for Kanye is huge. After he made the deal, he's now reportedly worth $1.8
billion.
So
unbelievable.
That's a lot of money. Is it,
Gap's here, right? Gap's
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But I think this is going to really propel Gap.
Yeah, this is going to change the game for Gap.
Yeah, like Gap is more of that like sort of plain white tees, preppy sort of like. So this is going to, I feel like, make him a little quote-unquote cooler.
Yeah, yeah.
Street cool as
street
well.
Cool.
So
street cred, yeah.
Didn't Kanye have a collaboration with that suit company where there's high-end suits and cheap suits? What's that one?
What suit company?
Don't know. I don't think so.
I remember we were talking about on Pretty Malik's Gossip.
No, I'm not sure. We'll look out for this one with Gap. Finally, real quickly, Jonas Brothers are releasing a book.
Yeah, so this was actually supposed to come out in 2019. They postponed it indefinitely, but you're finally going to get Blood, which is a memoir, tell-all memoir, out on November 9th. It's basically telling their story from each of their perspectives. Nick, Kevin, and Joe will share their own stories. An excerpt, for example, from Joe is, "And the tsunami was inside me, building up as Nick spoke. I still remember the exact words he said when he called it quits from the band. My heart is no longer in this."
Dun, like, dun, dun.
It's basically they've written excerpts of their life from their perspective.
Yeah, it's not a book that everyone's going to buy, except if you're a Jonas Brothers fan. You'll buy it.
I think I'd read it anyways. I don't know much about the band.
But you like Nick. I mean, you're in this industry. I just don't think, like, I don't know, Sarah jumping on a plane at the bookstore is going like, oh, yeah, I've always wanted to read the Jonas Brothers book.
You know what I mean? It'll be, like, quite boring.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know. I think they've had a lot of fights. They've had a lot of stuff go on.
Not bad boys, though, are they?
I think we'll find out more about them in the book. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
All right, so some of you are not parents. Some of you are maybe kids right now listening wherever you are at.
Yeah.
Some of you are parents. And I need some advice here. I threw in the towel yesterday. I threw it in. I threw it in the Fade household. It was thrown. Daddy was beaten.
Daddy gave up. Why?
On screen time. I can't handle it anymore. Now, I went through all of the last year because of COVID being really easy on the kids.
Difficult year.
It was such a hard year, and I thought, I don't want to add any more stress to it. So
they're upset they're not at school.
They were spending more time on, you know, YouTube and watching what they were watching. And, you know, no, you're not doing that. No, and then I thought, you know what, just let them do what they wanted to do. So in the household, they get home from school now around 2:30. They're allowed to do whatever they want till 4.
Yeah, okay. Some free time.
Give them a little bit of free time, right? A little bit of cool time. 4 till 7, they can't use any screen. They either go do their homework if they've got homework. If they don't do any homework, they just have to do something. I don't care what it is. They just got to do something. You're not allowed to use screens, right?
Unless it's homework.
Unless it's homework, right?
This schedule seems okay. What's wrong with this?
Okay. Now, there's loopholes in here, guys. And I can't handle it anymore. And yesterday I just threw in the towel. I was like, I'm done.
Are they just trying to pull a fast one on you?
I go upstairs and I try to catch them out, right? And I got my two daughters, Nushi and Kiki.
Tries to see what's on there, on their devices.
So I creep up the stairs really, really. I don't want them to hear daddy coming up. I'm 102 kilos. It's not easy. All right.
Wish I was.
I go up there. It's nice and slowly. I creep in and then I open the door real quickly. I go straight to the screen.
Mm. Yes, smart.
Right, because they're doing their homework.
Smart.
So, bang, I open it up. Kiki's face, my 9-year-old, she's like, ah. Oh. she knows. She's caught. So, she's got her homework on the screen. Yeah. So, she's got homework on. Top left-hand corner, Friends is playing. She's got a little, little Friends.
In the top left-hand corner.
Of the screen, of the pad, the
what
iPad.
What a smarty.
So, she's doing her homework. And I go, and I looked at her. And she's like, what? I said, no screens. I'm doing my homework. Yeah, Friends is playing. She's like, yeah, I use it as background sound. I like it. It relaxes me. And I'm like, oh, she is you. She's like, got an answer. She's 9 for everything, right?
Yeah.
And then I go downstairs to see what Nushi's doing.
Yeah.
Open the door. Whoosh. iPad on. She's cooking, though. I go, why is your iPad on? It's a recipe. I'm looking at how to make a recipe. So she's making a recipe, watching this on YouTube about how to make it.
This is the world these days.
And I'm like, yeah, how am I supposed to keep them off their screens? Like, what am I doing? Like, so I just said, you know what, girls? You do whatever you want, but come the new year, come the new school year.
Right,
September.
Right. September.
Things are changing in this household.
Okay.
Like, that's what I said.
Make a note of this. What date is it?
Yeah. You need to make a note of it because I need to stick to this. Parents, are you having an issue? Is there just way too much screens going on? Am I the only one that's going through this?
So are you... Actually, yeah, this is good because I have no advice for you. 0487155544.
Yeah, give me a call if anyone's in this situation. 0487155544. Stats right now, kids aged between 8 and 18 are spending a whopping 8.5 hours in front of a screen for entertainment each day.
Not homework.
Yeah, 4.5 of which are spent watching TV. Over a year, it adds up to the entire year that kids are watching 114 full days of watching on screens.
That's a lot of days gone.
Mm. I mean, but I always think when we were kids.
When we were young.
We're all saying they're on screens too much. We used to watch TV all the time.
I don't think it was as much, though, because the difference is? We didn't have programming accessible to us whenever we wanted. There was a time.
Yeah.
So, Saturday morning cartoons were from 8 to 10.
Yeah.
After that, there was nothing on TV that we could watch.
I used to come home from school and watch, Family Feud and Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you'd just turn off and go ride your bike or something, right? So... I don't know what to do. I truly am somewhat lost when it comes to, I'm trying to keep them, and the worst thing is I look at Nushi sometimes, even Kiki, it's they're hypnotized. She's on TikTok, for example, just scrolling up, right?
It's like this just robotic movement.
Just watching video after video after video. And I'm like, and she's got, they've got their little AirPods in, right? They're not even, so I was like, I just said, babe, you got to stop this. This is not good for you.
So what are you thinking when you say things are going to change in September?
I think there's going to be absolutely no screen time except for homework. You have to be doing homework and that's it. There's no, I'm not going to give them that little hour when they come home from school. I'm not going to give them 7 to 8 o'clock before they go to bed.
Well, they'll do what you always say they'll do and go behind your back then.
Possibly. Okay, so but then I'll kick them out of the house.
Okay, cool.
They'll be on their own at the age of 9 and 11, living themselves. They'll get a job.
Honey, pretty.
They're coming over. Dad's lost it. Pallavi, do you have any advice for me, please?
I need your advice.
We're in the same boat, and it's a little out of control, right?
It's totally. So I have my little one here, Seth. I was probably he should be telling you why he does that, you know?
Yeah, no, it's true. And then you know what it does? Doesn't it make you feel like you're sometimes a bad parent?
Oh yeah, of course, yeah, definitely. And then I feel that, you know, if I shout at them or if I restrict them, and you know they get upset, I'm still a bad parent.
You know what I say to them now?
Mm-hmm.
This is a reverse psychology. Try this one, Palavit. Try this one. I say to them, you know what? If other parents could see the way that I'm raising my children, they'll probably think that I'm a bad parent.
You're trying, like, to give them a guilt trip.
Yeah, I get them a guilt trip. And then they sort of look at me with their eyes like, oh, that's pretty intense, Dad. And I said, if other parents knew that, you know, your dad's not a good dad. And I said, guys, please get off the screens.
Do they get off?
He's begging them now.
Yeah, it's a good way. Try that one. All right, more of your calls are coming in. Diddy, tell me, any advice?
I have a lot of advice. First, I'm a teacher. Second, I'm a parent. I have a teenagers that are in my home. I would say, shut the internet.
Oh, smart.
The internet.
But I need to be on it as well.
Well, you can use your data.
You have access. You can shut off their devices and keep yours on.
Oh, how do you do that? That's great.
There is a system. I think you can, like, they're all linked into the network in your Wi-Fi in your home. Mm. So you can see what devices are actually being used.
I'm going to stop you right here. See, Chris is technologically challenged.
Yeah,
he won't be
I'll
able
get someone,
to do this.
I'll get someone to come do it.
He's going to have to call a guy every time
I'll
he wants to turn the internet off.
Oh, this is worth it. So what, you actually click off your kids' like laptops or iPads or something like that?
I do. I shut it off. I also, at 10:30, Wi-Fi is down. And that's it. They have to get their homework done before. My kids are much older. Their one's almost 18, actually. She's 17. And one is 13. So I have to control it.
But you shut the internet off at 10:30?
That's smart.
Whoa.
I do. I shut it off at 10:30. I've even gone to the point where I've taken their devices and actually put it in my room because they needed to detox sometimes.
That's so true. Yeah. It is. It's like it's... You know, I don't want to say it's like a drug, but they become addicted to it. It's like an addiction, right?
Dopamine,
Like we are. I mean, a lot of us right now, I'm talking about it as a father, and I'm like, well, I'm on my phone 24/7 as well, you know?
I think you need this. I need to shut your internet off, Chris.
Yeah, don't shut mine off. I'm never coming to your house, Diddy, after 10:30. Siles got some advice for me.
See, I think sporting activities are important. Yep. I think when we were kids... We didn't have the option of computers and laptops and, you know, the iPads or anything of that sort.
Yeah.
So we were out on the field. We were out doing activities.
Yeah.
I think the more activities that you do, the time is spent.
Yeah.
And you're doing something physically for their body, for their mental health, you know, rather than just sitting in front of a TV or a... Yes, you give them an hour. You can't just say that, oh, it's completely closed. You give them an hour to do what they want with their gadgets or whatever. But apart from that, you have to be doing activities to keep yourself busy, motivated. And that's the way it is.
Because I like it. No, you're right. And I have put my girls into a few more activities. They're doing like this surf club at Pirates. They're doing a bit of MMA right now.
Amazing.
But what for other parents and also myself, that costs money. And it also takes your time. Some of us don't have that time to commit to do the driving.
Right.
Right. So there is a balance in it. But I totally agree with you that sport is definitely a way that you can sort of get them off their screens.
Yeah.
And what I found is that they're actually enjoying that moment as well.
Yeah.
Sarah, we were just talking about putting the kids into sports. You think the same thing? You had the same problem?
Yes. I think I have three children, and it was all getting way too much, especially during lockdown.
Yep.
And then after that, we just went cold turkey. The minute they come home, they hand in their devices, and we really have no time but to go to their training straight away. They train every day, and what a difference it's made to their overall well-being as well.
Yeah, no, I agree. Is that more time on you now, Mum? Like, you have to do the driving of the sports, and you got to get them in there and all that?
Yeah, it's a bit of a headache, but I'd rather do that than have them at home just staring at devices.
I like that. So a lot of us mums and dads are running our households like a penitentiary. Yeah. So Didi's house at 10:30. We're cutting the internet. Sarah's like, as soon as you walk in, you give me all the electronics.
Money. The Chris Bates Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
Powered by Rackbank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Limited period interest rate of 2.5% per month. Apply and get a free staycation at the Rixos Premium JBR. T's and C's apply.
All right, all right, all right. Kariga, good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
It's good. Oh, my God. It's Khadija.
You're on the radio. Good Khadija. Morning.
Oh, my God.
How you doing, Khadija?
I've been trying for so many days.
Only so many days. We've had people try for years. I'm so glad that you got in after days. What are you doing right now?
I'm on the school run.
She's on the school run. Well done, Mum. Well done getting it done. All right. Well, listen, 10,000 dirhams cash. We've got it for you. How much of the 10K do you want?
Oh, my God. You know, my son is the one who's been asking me to do this. Yeah. And whatever I get, it goes to him then.
Aww. This is good. All right. He could make some real money here. All right. This is good. This could be good. What's your son's name?
Hayder.
All right. Hayder. Come on, Mama wants to win you this cash right now. If you don't know an answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it, okay, Mum?
Yeah, sure.
Here we go. Welcome to the Chris Fade Show's 10,000 dirham pop quiz with Rack Bank. Your 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right now. Where on your body would you wear an Oculus Rift?
My wrist.
Luna was the first child of which American singer? John?
Legend.
A typical golf course have how many holes?
12, 18.
Which answer?
18.
Finish the James Arthur song, Say You Won't Let.
Pass.
What type of animal is the cartoon character Daffy?
Duck.
What country was the actor Shah Rukh Khan born in?
India.
What is the capital of Canada?
I know this one. Ontario?
Finish
Toronto?
Finish the Olivia Rodrigo song. Good for?
Nothing.
What superhero was created first, Superman or Batman?
Superman.
True or false? Eminem helped launch the career of 50 Cent.
True.
Where would you wear?
Not too bad.
We got through all of them, though. You got 600 dirhams. Well done, Hayder.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Hayder's going to earn that money. That's good. That's good money.
Can I please put my phone on the speaker just so he can say hello?
100%. Put him on. Let's go.
1 minute.
Hayder, hi.
Hello.
Mum just won 600 dirhams for you. Well done.
Oh, my God. Are you excited?
Yeah. Thanks.
You are very welcome. Now, if you invest that into crypto right now, you could... No, I'm joking.
It's
kids of these days. This is what they're talking about. I'm trying to align myself, you see.
Got it.
Listen, Mama, you did very, very well. Well done, Khadija. 600 dirhams
Thank
cash.
You, so much.
You would wear an Oculus on your head. I've got one of these things. It's like a VR headset. Love it. James Arthur, Say You Won't Let Go is the song. Ottawa is the capital of Canada. And Olivia Rodrigo's song is called Good For You. That would have got you all the cash, but you did very, very well. Your pop quiz returns tomorrow.
Is it time?
It's going to be time right now. You know, OSN did a great thing, and they played a bit of a prank on me a couple of weeks ago, right? Where they put my head on a billboard, a bunch of billboards actually down at JBR, and it was to promote really the Friends reunion. But by doing so, they said, Chris, calm your fear of flying by watching the Friends reunion, which we watch. They surprised me with these billboards. The fear of flying is because I watch on OSN streaming Air Crash Investigations way too much, but I love the show.
Yeah.
All right. So they did that.
Yeah.
Following on from that, we gave you the billboard. You that listen to this show got your face on our billboard. And if you haven't seen it yet, go to our Instagram account because you'll see it there at Virgin Radio DXB. It's unbelievable. You guys that listen to this show had your own billboard down at JBR. It's been amazing. Pretty, you and I were on that.
Yes, we were.
You were friends of the Chris Fade Show, so we put you up. Now, OSN, well done. Well played.
Yeah.
Amazing. If you haven't got the streaming app, by the way.
Please get it.
It is unbelievable.
I was just watching Moana last night.
They're not asking me to say this sort of stuff, I promise you. This is not an advertisement that I need to say, but I'm just saying, so, so proud of what, you know, our industry is doing out here in this region as well. It's fantastic. Shows such as your favorite, This Is Us.
Yes, I love that.
New Amsterdam, This Is Good. All right. There's one that everyone's talking about right now, which is Mayor of Easttown, starring Kate Winslet.
Yes.
Everyone's talking about this,
right? Huge show, yeah.
Huge show. So it's got exclusives on there as well. So if you haven't checked it out at all, check out OSN. Now, there was one complaint about this whole procedure.
We're going to turn our attention to one man in the room.
Yes, me. That's the attention.
Rossi, you were upset because throughout this whole process, Pretty and I have been on the billboard. We've even had friends that listen to the show. You guys that listen to the show on there.
But yeah, yeah.
There was one thing that you weren't happy with, and that was you weren't on the billboard, Rossi. You weren't on the billboard.
No, and I was a little bit disappointed and sad about that, really. Mm. The fact that I wasn't on there. I thought I was part of the team. But it seems like you've redeemed yourself, and I can't wait. You know, I'm sad that I doubted you, really. I'm sorry, mate. I'm sad that I doubted you.
Don't doubt me, Ross, because I've got the guys, OSN. I've been speaking to them for the last 48 hours.
I can't
and
wait.
And we are going to go do the big billboard reveal for Rossi right now.
There's one up there right now?
There is one at JBR. Rossi and I are going to hop in the car. Him and I, are we getting into your Nissan Sunny again?
I haven't cleaned it since we last went.
All right, we're gonna go hop in the car.
Okay,
we should be down there at the billboards in 10 minutes.
Okay,
we're gonna reveal it live on air.
Oh my goodness!
I want everybody to be there for this special moment for Big Rossi. Okay.
Okay. Go.
We reveal this OSN billboard next with Big. I'm so excited.
Chris, are you there?
Yeah, we're here. This is Virgin Radio. We're in the car. Hi, Pretty.
Hi.
I know it's all happening. We are live right now on Virgin Radio 104.4 at 7:24 here on the Chris Fade Show. Rossi is in. Rossi, slow down.
Oh, I'm okay.
Slow down.
I'm all right. I'm staying at the speed limit.
We are driving right now to JBR. We're 2 minutes away. We're just going past Dubai Marina. It's Big Rossi's big billboard reveal, mate.
It's my big moment, and I just want to say again to you guys, Pretty, Chris, thanks for saying this. Thanks for OSN. I've always loved you guys. I know I was a bit jealous at the start, but yeah, I've renewed my package with you guys. I'm just so excited, honestly.
Pretty, yeah. I've never seen Rossi so excited. Like,
and it's my own one.
It's your own billboard. There's no one else on this billboard. I've told the guys at OSN, only Rossi. We only want Rossi. Now, if you're around the JBR area, you'll be able to see these come up, which is fantastic. slow down. Stop. Okay, just okay. Slow down, Rossi.
Just how long till you get there?
Probably about 2 minutes, all right?
Okay,
we're just coming around
the
corner.
Can I
make a stop for some snacks?
No, we're not going to stop on the way.
No.
I'm wondering if we are close enough. So I really want this to be done live.
Wait, are you there? Are you near there?
We're right now. We're driving past the metro, the Dubai Marina Metro.
Yeah, we're at the Grosvenor Road junction.
We're near the Marina Crown Buildings. I used to live there. That was the first place I ever moved to when I came to Dubai.
Right there. Really?
Yeah. I moved there with my ex. It was a nice place.
Guys, focus.
We had a few parties, but I used to pay it was expensive, the rent back then.
Was it?
And then Brent used to live across the road at JLT, and we used to shine little lights at each other through each other's balconies. It was nice.
Is that the telescope story that he used?
The telescope. It was before, that was when the relationship between my ex and I was actually pretty good. We were living that together. We didn't have any kids at that stage. It was nice. I enjoyed it.
You were on the drive time show.
I was doing the afternoon show at that stage. Yeah.
Guys.
Sorry. So we were just in there. It was a road trip. Okay. Pretty, play a song.
Yes.
We'll be back next with Big Rossi and the reveal of the billboard with OSN. All right.
Got it.
Guys, we are here right now. It's Virgin Radio 104.4. We're here right out front of the billboard at JBR. Now, Rossi's blindfolded. We're just about to do the reveal.
I'm so excited.
Before we do the reveal, if anyone's listening right now around JBR, beep your horns. We want to hear them beep. We want to hear what's going on, which is great. They're all here.
Yay.
Down here, which is great. Okay, Rossi, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling nervous and excited. I've waited for this moment all my life. I just can't wait for it, honestly.
All right, here it is, the moment that we reveal the billboard. Have a look up there, Rossi. Here it is in 3, 2. Oh, my gosh, I'm nervous for you as well. It's his own billboard.
Euro.
Here it is. No. Hey.
Hey, hi, guys.
Here it is.
Oh, is it after this?
There it is. There it is. We say, we salute Liverpool's number one fan, Big Rossi.
What are you doing? Why have you done that? I would rather have had a shirtless photo on there or something. Why have you done that?
I told them to put Everton. They may have made a mistake here. It says Liverpool's number one fan on a billboard, and it's your face.
It's not even funny. I'm not even laughing. It's got a red t-shirt on. I never wear red.
I got them to put the
at
red
least, t-shirt. At least my face looks good, but this is horrible. I'm not even joking. I'm not joking.
He's actually angry. He's angry at me. There are billboards around JBR that are going to be here for the next 48 hours that just say Liverpool number one fan. Now, if you don't know, Rossi is like the president of the Everton Football Club. This is hurting you, mate. But you wanted your own billboard. I got it for you. I didn't lie. Like, where's he going? Don't leave. He's leaving me. Rossi, come back.
Bring him back.
Rossi. He's actually left, guys. I'm stranded in JBR right now.
Go get him.
I'll Uber it back.
Chris, have you found Rossi?
Yeah, I've got him. No, not yet. I haven't found Rossi anywhere. I don't know where he is. Is he not back in the studio?
No.
I'm in the car park downstairs now. I've just had to catch an Uber home. Rossi is pretty angry. I thought he would have taken it more with a laugh. I think he did, but then I think it's sunk in that he now has his own billboard at JBR, which reads Liverpool's number one fan. And he was in shock. And I think after the shocks like sort of settled, he got angry and he drove off. So he drove off before me. He should be back at the studio, which is interesting.
He's not here. I don't see any sign of him anywhere.
Okay.
I need to. The photo of the billboard, by the way, is up on Chris Fade Show Instagram right now. Like, I'm looking at it. It's huge. It's his face.
Yeah, but can I say there's more than he's on about 10 billboards across JBR.
No.
Liverpool. Now, we all know how much he loves the Everton Football Club, and we all know how much he detests the Liverpool Football Club. Now,
yes.
You know, it must have been miscommunication. I did say put Everton, but, you know, I don't know. I don't think it's really my fault.
Chris,
I wouldn't do anything.
Chris?
I wouldn't do anything like this. You know me.
Yeah, you would.
You know I love Rossi. So I don't know what's happened. Hopefully he'll return. If you want to see the photo, hit up Chris Fade Show Instagram page right now. You'll see it. It's a beautiful billboard. Thank you to the guys at OSN. Honestly, you guys are tremendous. Don't forget, OSN streaming is unbelievable. If you're looking for some of the real good content, and I'm talking real good content, This Is Us, New Amsterdam, A Handmaid's Tale that everyone's talking about, they've got Disney Plus and more. It is all available on OSN right now. Guys, I'm going to come up. I'm in the lift. I'm coming up. I'll be there. Hopefully, Rossi's going to join us as well. But everybody go to that Instagram page right now. Give it a little bit of a like. It's a great photo. And well done on Rossi being the UAE's number one Liverpool fan.
Rue, what do you think? You saw the billboard. What do you think?
I don't know why Rossi didn't know something was up, mate. You know, like, surely you were going to do something.
Exactly.
He was so excited. I'm like, dude, this is going to go very wrong for you.
He should have known. He should have known.
Well, listen, now I communicated that he was the biggest Everton fan. I just didn't. Rossi actually is still not in the studio. He left me there at JBR. He was that angry that he drove off. I Ubered it back. I expected him to be back already, but he hasn't returned. So
he's back the dummy big time.
Yeah, he has. I'm getting messages, actually. Karim says, Chris, this is so mean. Clearly you don't know what it means to be a football fan.
Ooh.
This is not funny at all. Maybe for you and for some people, but he is such a true fan of Everton. This would really hurt him, and it's not funny.
Allison says, not nice. Don't play with football emotions, Chris.
Wow. So down at JBR, I'm going to try to keep it up there for as long as we possibly can. Big Rossi has got his own billboard as he wanted, and it says he's Liverpool's number one fan. Go and check it out down there. OSN, I can't thank you enough. I really can't. It's not, I mean, listen. Okay. I'm the one that told him to put Liverpool.
Obviously, duh.
It was me. They said, let's do Everton. I said, no, let's do Liverpool.
And now you've made him upset. We don't even know where he is.
He'll be back. I'm sure he'll come back.
Okay.
And you know what the problem is? I've got his phone on me.
So we can't even call him.
Yeah, because we were broadcasting live from his phone down there, I've got his phone in my pocket, and he doesn't have a phone. I don't know where he is.
Great.
We've lost Rossi, guys.
Let's go.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
Oh, it's been an interesting morning, huh?
You okay, Rossi?
Not really. I'm trying to figure out.
Rubbing salt in the wound.
What are you doing? What are you playing this for? I'm trying to.
Because you're Liverpool's number one supporter. Yeah,
very funny. It's not funny anymore. How have they? I don't own a red shirt. So how did they put a red shirt on?
I got them to colour the shirt in red.
Oh my god!
Because Rossi refuses to wear red for Liverpool ever, right?
Yeah, never.
So
it's horrible.
What do you think about the prank, mate?
It was a good prank. I mean, I don't know. I trusted you, really.
Like you and I, we prank each other a lot. I think like this is. I think I'm up there now, winning the prank wars.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've done more pranks to you, but you've done the bigger ones, right?
Yeah. You get me all the time in the office, and you know, there's been a number of things that you've got me at, but I think I've just gone and
this is the biggest one you've ever done.
Like, yeah.
Turn that off. I can't concentrate, please.
Okay, so if you missed the whole thing. Obviously, we had these billboards with OSN down at JBR, and Rossi was the only one that didn't get himself on the billboard. We had you, the guys that listen to the show, on the billboard, pretty myself.
Yeah.
So I wanted to make that dream come true. So this morning, we just drove down, we just came back, and I showed you the moment that Rossi found out that the billboard that he had actually says he's Liverpool's number one fan. And as you know, Rossi... You're part of the Everton Football Club here.
Big Everton fan.
You're a huge Everton fan. You, I mean, the boys want to kick you out of the club.
Hey, lads. Have you seen Chris Fade's Instagram? Look at Rossi. He's left us. We need to get him out of the group. Kick him out now. We're not having this.
Seriously?
Now, this was the moment, if you missed it, that Rossi and I revealed the billboard to Rossi. Have a listen to this.
Here it is in 3, 2... Oh my gosh, I'm nervous for you as well. It's his own billboard. There it is. We salute Liverpool's number one fan, Big Rossi.
What are you doing?
Why have you done that? I would rather have had a shirtless photo on there or something. Why have you done that?
I told them to put Everton. They may have made a mistake here. It says Liverpool's number one fan on a billboard, and it's your face.
It's not even funny. I'm not even laughing. It's got a red T-shirt on. I never wear red.
I got them to put the red T-shirt.
At least my face looks good, but this is horrible. I'm not even joking. I'm not joking.
I can't. He's actually angry. He's angry at me. There are billboards around JBR that are going to be here for the next 48 hours that just say Liverpool number one fan. Now, if you don't know, Rossi is like the president of the Everton Football Club. This is hurting you, mate. But you wanted your own billboard. I got it for you. I didn't lie. Like, where's he going? Don't leave. He's leaving me.
He drove off. You drove off.
Well, you had to make your own way home after that one.
Where did you go? Because I came back before you and you left before me. Where
stopped
you...
off for a pan of chocolat and came back.
How are you feeling now, Rossi? Come on. It was a good prank. I have to admit, it was a good prank.
It's a double-edged sword because I'm so happy that I'm on about 5 or 6 billboards down JBR. There's a massive one. I keep getting sent photographs.
People are sending it through. Keep sending the billboards through if you do see it, by the way.
But the other thing is, it's all about Liverpool, and I do despise them. So it's horrible.
I'm just I'm looking at the Instagram that we just posted. It's a photo if you want to go see it. It's on Chris Fade Show. I'm just reading some of the comments. Oh my gosh, too funny. Yoga says Yoga by Claire. Naranior says Liverpool FC YNWA.
You'll never walk alone.
Oh, that's you'll never walk alone. Muhammad, there's a lot of laughing emojis. There's some that are like, Chris, this is way too far, and this is not funny, unfortunately. Anwar says this is a pure illustration of bullying for someone who fights it, Chris.
It's not bullying.
If someone says that, they haven't really been bullied before, I feel.
This is called prank wars.
Yeah, this is interesting.
Yeah. Rossi. I mean, I've got you loads of times,
See,
but I'm going to get you back with another prank on
okay.
this one.
All right, I think that I own the prank wars, though. I think I'm up on it.
That's a pretty good
one. The thing
one,
is, though, he's got connections to do stuff, whereas I haven't. But
you're Big Rossi. You're Liverpool's number one.
I've got an idea of what I'm going to do next.
You've got an idea already?
Yeah.
Already?
I've got an idea.
And I've got no idea.
I know exactly who to go to as well.
You've got no idea.
What are you going to do?
Oh, yes.
Okay, let's see what he's got planned. Let's see if it continues. But for the time being, Rossi, you are Liverpool's number one fan. Everybody, where are my Liverpool fans at? Here it is. Come on, let's sing along to it.
Hold your hand.
Shout out to OSN. Thank you for allowing me to do this. And I don't think they were aware that Rossi... OSN actually thought that you were a Liverpool fan. They didn't realize.
You duped them.
So I've duped them as well. But download the app, the streaming app, OSN streaming. It's fabulous.
At the end.
Come on, Ross, sing it with me.
No.
Of a storm.
One more time for Liverpool fans.
There's no.
We talk so much about Everton on the show. We've got to balance it out, right?
And the
Talk about Tranmere Rovers.
Talk about who?
Tranmere Rovers.
Who's that?
I've never heard of them. Here we go.
Walk on.
Okay, can you turn it off?
My mate Craig, you know Craig from the memorabilia place?
Yeah, the boot room, yeah.
Yeah, he's just said to me, Chris,
yeah,
if Rossi would like an official Liverpool Football Club signed shirt, he'll give it to you.
He's full of false promises. He offered me a Duncan Ferguson one. Still waiting for it. False promise. Oh, yeah, whatever, mate.
Walk
on. Oh, no. My gastro doctor, my doctor.
Oh, no.
He's just WhatsApped me.
What did he
Everyone's
say?
Everyone's getting involved here. Yeah, turn the music off at least so I can hear.
Chris, you're so bad. You're really bad. Big Rossi, Habibi, this is a message to you. Don't worry. I'll get him back for you. Oh. And he knows I can get him back.
Oh, as he puts his finger in... Rossi, for the next 24 hours, will have a billboard that will stand tall. Actually, many of them around JBR right now. And it reads, Rossi is Liverpool's number one fan. And it's the photos up on the gram on Chris Fade Show. The comments are hilarious. We're getting them in the hundreds. And
they're just streaming in.
Some are just like laughing emojis. I mean, football fans are legit, like, they're full on that.
Yeah, you don't mess.
Some of them are like, how dare you do this to Rossi? This is so mean. Like, but real? Like, this is bad.
It's a bit much.
Yeah. I mean, some people are serious about the football. I am as well. But I don't know about
this. I like this. Rossi, at least the photo looks very nice. It is a good photo of you up on the billboard.
2019 photo. Yeah, that's great.
Corey Weil wants to know, I wonder what Rossi's revenge is going to be.
I've got some plans already.
Let's see. Let's see how you go here. Let's see how you go. Red looks good on you, mate, Walid says.
No, it doesn't. Never wear red.
But you're wearing a red t-shirt on the billboard.
Yeah, because it's been photoshopped.
Mm-hmm.
The only red thing I own are a pair of Adidas flip-flops. And that's because I walk on them, so I don't mind walking on it.
A. Murphy says, poor chap, doesn't look happy.
No, I'm not. It was the facial reaction. Is there a video of this? The facial reactions? Oh my gosh.
Your
when I just
face.
We're going to get it up.
I was happy with the photo, but then I read the text and I was like, oh my.
Your face, honestly, went from so happy to just like, what am I watching?
Milan Spur on Instagram. Not funny at all, but that's on brand for Chris Fade.
What? Why are
it's
you?
Good. They got people defending you. I like it.
It's great. Thanks to my fans.
Daddy says, Chris Fade Show, not even funny. This is bang out of order. I'm not accepting it.
What? Guys, it's football.
He's offended.
People take it seriously.
It's literally as if someone put a billboard with my face and said, Preeti Malik, NSYNC's number one fan. It's literally Pretty. The same thing.
Zoren says, well played. I absolutely love this. If you have, I said, if you've got some time later on today, go to our Instagram page. Just read some of the comments. And look at the photo. Rossi, you look brilliant up there. You got your own billboard. Send that to mum and dad. You going to send it?
Yeah. Have you seen the one that's right down the front on JBR? It's 10 meters long.
It's huge.
Yeah, there's a huge one.
10 meters in height.
There's a huge one right now. There's an absolute huge one. Paul, have you seen the photo yet, Paul?
I've seen the photo, Chris. That is absolutely brilliant. Rossi, this is the program, man. The one that you've never picked up, mate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sorry, mate.
Yeah, you know, you never walk alone, mate. You're not walking alone there on that billboard, mate, are you?
Oh, just... I'm glad I didn't pick it up. The program, he's got a program, an Everton program that he's got.
Yeah.
And he's going to give me it, he says. Yeah. But he's a Liverpool fan.
My dad was an Everton fan, so I know your heartache, mate, yeah?
Yeah, that's what it's like being an Evertonian.
Well, mate, are you proud? If you go to JBR now, you see Liverpool everywhere.
That is, mate. Mate, that is the best prank I have ever heard, mate. Absolutely.
Whatever, Paul. Whatever.
Pretty Malik's gossip. All right, what have you got?
So I don't know if you saw this yesterday, but major websites like BBC, Amazon, Reddit, Twitch, New York Times, a UK government website, The Guardian, they were all down yesterday.
Why?
So now there's this company called Fastly, which handles a lot of these websites. They've come out to say, hey, sorry, guys, we were behind the problem. And they've been fixing it and all the content is back up. But it was like a huge deal. These major websites would not operate.
That's the thing that sort of scares me a little bit, is that we rely so much on technology, like websites, for example. Like companies are run totally online now.
Yeah.
Right.
If something was to go out one day where it shut us all off.
Yeah.
Like a digital pandemic, I was thinking.
Like a digital, yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like where...
Like some
I don't know. You know what I mean? Like imagine if the internet stopped and we as a human race couldn't get it back up.
Yeah.
That's what freaks me out sometimes.
Because so much is
reliant...
Sounds
fun in your head.
No, it's not fun. It's scary.
It's a good movie plot.
Yeah, it is a good movie plot.
Because did they do that? Did they have this movie plot? But like... Yeah, like the amount of stuff that you don't realize that relies on internet and what we're doing. You know, that's the scary. Hey, guess what? Radio will still be going.
Woohoo! Transmitters.
Yeah. We got transmitters. We're like old school into your cars or into your home, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Unless you're listening to us on an app right now, well, you would have to go back to your car, right?
Yes, exactly.
But yeah, it is scary. So these guys, they're back up and
they're
running now, right?
They're back up and running and they're trying to fix the problem. Someone's going to get fired for sure. If you're a big Harry Styles fan, this is perfect for you. The Abbey Hotel in his hometown of Redditch in the UK is hosting a Harry Styles themed spa day. So for about 400 dirhams, you can treat yourself to the Watermelon Sugar High Spa Day. It has themed treatments like the Adore You facial. And to the end of the day, you'll have a picnic-style lunch, which will have no olives or beetroots because Harry hates olives and beetroots. So if you want it, it's 400 dirhams.
Where is it?
I love beetroot.
Redditch. That's where he's from. That's his hometown.
Is there a movie theater there called Redditch, or am I thinking of something else outside of London?
Redditch. Okay.
No, there's a place where I used to go with my relatives. Something Witch or Redditch, or it was a movie
Shoreditch.
Theater. No, it's like maybe 40, maybe 50 minutes out of London.
I don't know. I've been to London 3 times.
What's the movie theater franchise? Maybe it was the movie theater franchise.
Showcase Cinemas.
No.
Okay, then. And finally, I don't know if you guys heard this, but Justin Bieber has released a remix of his song Peaches. This features Usher, Ludacris, and Snoop Dogg. Now, before you hit play, there's a lot of bad words. So I tried my best to give you a little bit of Usher, a little bit of Ludacris, a little bit of Snoop Dogg, without getting us in trouble.
Let's have a listen to the remix to Peaches and how it sounds.
I got my features down in Georgia.
Who's that?
I got my features down in Georgia.
Who is that?
I got my features down in Georgia. For shizzle, I got my features.
That's Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, what up, nephew? Whenever I have a peach,
It's not even going anywhere.
I try to get it to go somewhere.
I get my peaches out in Georgia. Apple bottom from New York, orange in Florida. Vitamin C mixed with this vitamin D. Now you got vitamin me and your prescriptions fill more than them trees in California.
The way I breathe you in is the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go. I got my peach from out of Georgia.
Oh, it's nice.
Know how that lifestyle can be. Always meet me in the middle, circle of trust, she in the center.
Blame it on dog, I did it again. Whole VIP smelling like it's Christmas. You don't want to miss this.
That's so good though.
Snoop Dogg on there.
Yeah, I do like that sound. That's pretty cool, right?
Like, it's very, very cool. Unfortunately, I couldn't play you more.
Been a pretty epic morning. Good one, I would say. Somewhat good, Ross.
I mean, it has good and bads, yeah.
We are just closing this chapter of the billboards with OSN. Thank you so much, OSN. We appreciate you. There is a big billboard, a few of them actually down at JBR right now, that have Big Rossi's face on it, saying that he's Liverpool's number one fan.
Yeah.
Yes, we know that you're an Everton fan, Ross.
At least I'm up there, I suppose.
You're up there, mate. You got your own billboard like you always wanted. Jamila, you heard this. Your thoughts, Jamila?
I did. Absolutely epic. It's the ultimate insult, Rossi, isn't it, really?
It is. I'd rather have been in my underpants, to be honest.
Oh, gosh. You know, a few weeks back, my daughter had a yes day, so my husband basically had to do whatever she said.
Mm.
So my son, being a huge Liverpool fan, got in on the action and paid my daughter to make my husband wear a Liverpool shirt.
Oh, no.
It was yesterday that meant that whatever your daughter asked your husband to do, he had to say yes to. One of his friends got involved and paid your daughter to wear an Everton shirt. Was that right?
My mum got paid.
That's amazing.
I love that. I love your mum. Your mum getting involved. I hope my daughter doesn't come home though and ask for this yes day. What's this yes day all about?
Have you not done a yes day yet?
It's a movie on Netflix.
Yeah.
I watched the movie.
The Jennifer Garner thing. So it's becoming a thing now. Everyone's like asking for yes days. That is a great idea, actually. I think we should do a yes day on the show.
As soon as my daughter asks me if we can do a yes day, I'm saying no. Love it, Jamila. Thank you. Natalie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good. You saw the billboard yet?
Oh, my God. I want to go down to JBR just to see it.
Yeah.
I know, yeah. Right? I know.
Oh, dear.
I saw your post and I was laughing so loud this morning. My husband asked what's happening. I showed him and he laughed because he's a Man City fan.
Oh.
So he knows what Rossi must have done.
Yeah, it's like being on a Manchester United billboard for him, I imagine.
Prank Walls has, it continues. You and I have been pranking each other for years, mate.
I'll get you. We'll see. I've already got stuff in the works.
Finally, Mahmoud, hi.
Good morning, guys. How are you, Peggy? How are you, Chris? How are you, Rossi?
Hello.
Oh, good.
What's going on?
This is the most epic moment for me, actually. This is way back time, Rossi. You remember before I was in a competition, this yes or no and no games with Chris.
Mm.
And it was up to you, and you asked me what is your favorite team, what is the best football team on the earth. I said Liverpool, then I lost the competition.
This is payback.
Well, payback. I'm sorry about
payback
that.
Time.
I remember that moment.
That's amazing.
I remember the moment when I said to Rossi, you decide if Mahmoud should win this prize.
Yep.
And you asked him, what's your favorite football team? He said Liverpool. You said, no, you're not getting the prize.
Yep.
So this is paid, Mahmoud. You're happy to see this up dear. There, right?
Oh, this is like I'm the happiest person on earth.
You got your revenge, amazing. Did you? You got your revenge.
Well done, well done. Again, thanks to OSN for playing along with it. Don't forget, check out the OSN streaming app. So many amazing, amazing shows up there. Movies, TV shows, documentaries.
So good,
it's all there, OSN streaming. Well, you know, you're driving around in your car or you got a song, no matter where it is, you hear songs and you start singing along to them. And if you're like me, I find it actually really difficult to remember song lyrics. I don't
you're
know
You're really bad
really
at
bad.
It.
Really bad. Yeah. But, and I realize it's how I was at school. Like, I it's hard for me to take in content. It's weird. Like,
But at work, you're like on it.
Yeah, with this job, I'm good. But like,
which
there's
is
not
so
many things.
Strange. But song lyrics you can never remember.
Cannot. So we're doing misheard lyrics right now.
Yeah.
All right. Lyrics that you think you could hear when you're hearing a song, but actually those lyrics are incorrect.
Okay, hit me with.
We're going to go all over the place. First one I want to kick it off with is Macy Gray.
Yeah.
Now, we think we hear "I Blow Bubbles" when you are not here. Remember this old song?
Goes,
I blow bubbles when you are not here. Yeah. Let's take a listen.
Now that's all I'm gonna
hear. Yeah, it's "I Blow Bubbles," right?
No.
That's what it is. No?
What's the real lyric?
It's actually "My World Crumbles When You Are Not Here." See, isn't it an interesting?
But see, like now, when you say it, that's what I hear.
Okay, we're going real old school right now. Guns N' Roses. All right.
Okay.
So you know that "Take Me Down to the Paradise City." That's the right lyric, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the right lyric. Yeah.
But people think it's "Take Me Down to a Very Nice City." Take me down to the paradise city where the
That's what I hear now.
A very nice city.
When you say it, but that's what I hear.
Okay. It's a song about Dubai.
A paradise city.
Very nice city.
Yeah, I like it. Okay, TLC, waterfalls, right? Big one.
Yeah, don't go chasing waterfalls.
Okay, but what do you think people are saying? Don't go chasing waterfalls?
That's the lyric.
Is that the lyric?
Yeah, don't go chasing waterfalls.
What about don't go chasing something?
Let's see it with you. Chasing waterfalls. It could sound like that. I hear that.
Remember this one from the Far East movement?
Like 3-6. Now I'm feeling so fly. Like a G6.
Like a G6.
Some people think it's like a cheese stick.
Like 3-6. Now I'm feeling so fly. Like a G6.
Like a cheese stick. Did you hear it?
3-6. Yeah. Now I'm feeling so fly.
Like a cheese stick.
Like a cheese stick.
Like a cheese stick. Like a cheese stick. All right, Old Town Road, Lil Nas X. We know it. We know it. We know it. All right, have a listen.
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more. I'm going to take my...
You know what some people like to hear that as?
What?
Take my horse to a hotel room.
No way.
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm
gonna
ride till I can't no more.
I'll leave it there.
Rossi takes his horse to the hotel room all the time.
Yes. But not for long. Fair long.
Yes, they gallop away.
Oh, guys. This
wow,
is
this
just,
is really bad radio.
This is terrible
Who
radio.
Who even came up with this segment?
Definitely me.
Last bit. Last one. This is a huge one, though, right? This is Taylor Swift's Blank Space, right?
Yeah.
Everyone thinks it's All the Lonely Starbucks Lovers.
This went viral.
Yeah, everyone was like, All the Lonely Starbucks Lovers. Have a listen.
Got lonely Starbucks lovers.
Yeah, see? All the Lonely Starbucks.
You don't even know the melody of this song.
I make up the melody, okay? Who's Taylor Swift to tell me how I should sing her song?
Totally different song.
Got lonely Starbucks lovers. Yeah, that sounds like Starbucks lovers.
Starbucks lovers, yeah.
Got lonely Starbucks lovers.
Well, what are they saying, though?
It's a long list of ex-lovers.
Oh, got pretty. Ex-lovers?
Pretty.
Got lonely Starbucks lovers.
I cannot hear ex-lovers in there.
Say, just concentrate.
Got lonely Starbucks lovers.
Nope. I can only hear Starbucks lovers.
Got lonely Starbucks lovers.
First, get the song right, and then we'll talk
All
about the
All I
rest.
Got these Starbucks lovers.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
I think we should just end this right here and move on.
Okay. Virgin Radio 104.4, The Chris Fade Show. That is it for us for your Wednesday.
Yes.
I think a show that we'll all remember.
Yeah, for sure.
If you haven't gone to our Instagram page, go check it out. Chris Fade Show. The prank has... I pulled a good... Listen... I think it's an epic prank. The last prank you pulled on me, you were the last person to prank me. Right?
I always prank you.
I've got you back.
No.
What?
You got one up on me now. So I've got to get you back.
Go and check out the billboard. It's on our Instagram page, Chris Fade Show. It's got Rossi as the biggest Liverpool fan. He's not happy about it. He
not
wasn't.
Happy.
The comments are so funny to read. Go and spend some time reading.
Yeah.
Some people taking this way too seriously.
Yeah.
It's great. Rossi, I'll be prepared for your revenge. Let's see.
It's a dish best served cold. So that means...
What does
I'll
that
wait.
Mean?
Is
it? Oh, you're gonna. Yeah, I know. It'll probably hit me later when I don't even know, right?
Yeah, it will.
I feel like you need to start watching it back from now.
No, listen, I'll keep going. If you want to play it, I'm happy to settle it now and we stop our pranking. But if you want to do it again,
he's checking it out already.
We'll see.
Listen,
right.
If you do the crime, you've got to accept, you know, the time.
can you get the saying right if you're going to say it? If you do the crime, well, at least you must try to sit down.
Sorry, that's about being in jail. That's not the right one.
Yeah. All right, listen, have a great one. Sheena's up next. 104 minutes of commercial-free music continues from myself, Chris Fade, and the team, and Liverpool's number one fan, Big Rossi.
Hey.
Wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.